While the spotlight's on the federal budget, there's still plenty happening behind the scenes, including attempts to overhaul the nation's environment protection laws. The federal government's preparing once again to hand all responsibility for environmental approvals to the states ahead of any other changes. The move threatens to divide business and environment groups that have so far broadly agreed on the way forward. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
The Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, the EPBC Act, has for the last 20 years been the cornerstone for protecting nationally and internationally significant species, as well as heritage sites and important ecosystems. But environment groups believe it's failing to protect threatened animals and plants, and business groups are frustrated by lengthy delays and duplication with state environmental protection. Last year, former ACCC boss Graham Samuel handed the government a comprehensive review of the EPBC Act and a blueprint for reform. Business groups broadly backed it, as did environmentalists, says the CEO of the Australian Conservation Foundation, Kelly O'Shaughnessy.
What's amazing, and probably the first time ever in this country, is that there are business communities and environmentalists coming together to say, hey, we've got a shared solution.
The Samuel Review set out a new system of national environmental standards that must be met when considering whether to approve developments. After that's in place, states would take charge of federal approvals to avoid duplication for businesses. It's a compromise with widespread support.
We believe there's a win-win situation here.
But the federal government has taken a different approach. Last year, it tried to pass legislation to shift all approval powers to the states, but none of the other reforms. That was blocked in the Senate. Now the government is trying again. This time it's including interim national environmental standards. Those standards aren't based on the Samuel Review. Rather, they're taken from the existing EPBC Act.
I will declare open this hearing of the Senate Environment Communications Legislation Committee's inquiry into the environment protection.
A Senate inquiry last week heard from environmentalists who despaired at the government's latest move, including Gerard Early from BirdLife Australia.
There's no advance. It's basically the status quo, and it's just different wording, but it's the wording of the legislation. So to claim that they're national standards is disingenuous at best, I think.
His colleague from BirdLife Australia, Samantha Vine, worries that once approval powers are handed to the states, there's no incentive for business or the federal government to properly develop strong national environmental standards.
We've seen it when Commonwealth exits the field, we have the fox in charge of the henhouse situation, and we do see sliding backwards of environmental outcomes.
But the resources sector was urging senators to push ahead with handing over approval powers to the states. Andrew McConville from the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association.
We have to start somewhere, and even alternative standards cannot be implemented if the bill doesn't pass. And I think in that context, we need to be careful that we don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
The federal government hasn't set out when it will put the legislation to Parliament for a vote, but its focus on shifting responsibility for approvals ahead of broader reform will mean it will face a tough job convincing crossbench senators to support it.
Melissa Clark reporting there.